Here we go back at it, man. No Limit Motherfucking Sports, bringing it to your front doorstep, man. I know we've been away. We've been away for about a month and stuff, but like, man, we had to see Caleb Williams through.
A lot
bro.
Of things happened.
We had to see Caleb Williams happen. You know what happened? Hail Mary happened. Jaden Daniels is not a system quarterback. We learned that. Drake May is a better quarterback in the draft than Caleb Williams. We learned that.
Willems. Yep.
Willems. He gets Willems. No Williams. He doesn't get Williams. He gets Willems.
You hear me? Williams.
And Jordan Love somehow still owns the Bears. Do we have anything to say from
the 6-year ownership?
Do we have anything
to say? How does it feel to be wrong?
Be realistic. Caleb played good, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he?
Pedestrian.
He played good.
He lost.
At home. They would have won.
They can't.
Score more than 19.
They're owned.
Quarterback gets credit when you win. Quarterback gets all the blame when you lose.
That's true. That's what a leader does.
I just remember certain someone.
Yo, score more than 19 points, bro. Please.
Why are we going straight to Green Bay? Buddy got spanked by the Patriots.
Exactly.
What are we talking about, Packers?
Exactly.
There's a lot of
disorganization about the Packers here,
bro. Bro, how you lose to us? You said we were a wash.
That was the one win.
Did you see Shane Waldron that game, bro? Matt was on the bench to Caleb. Matt was like, yeah, that worked. Did you see Caleb's face? Matt was like, he went back down.
All I saw was Drake May fucking slinging rocks.
Good, bro.
Dicing him up. Rocks on that defense.
It's nice when you're in a stable system. With stable coaching staff. It's nice.
All right.
It's nice when your fucking offensive coordinator doesn't get fired after week 8.
See, the thing is, I don't think
we can
do the coach thing no more.
Quarterbacks.
Listen.
You guys ran through all the coaches, bro.
Yeah, y'all go through a coach every year.
Defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator,
quarterback, whatever the fuck. Whatever the fuck.
Receivers, quarterback.
Bro, when are we going to start holding people accountable again, yo?
Hold him accountable. Tell me he's a fucking good coach, bro. He's lost like 6 games where they had a 94% chance to win.
Yeah, yo, hold up, bro. What happened before that?
That's coaching.
How long has he been there?
For 3 seasons. He's been fucking dog water.
Bro.
Yo, y'all were bad before that, though, yo.
Exactly. Shouldn't that tell you something?
That
something is wrong there?
It sounds like Chicago Bears,
though. Oh, man.
They
had a chance to bring in Ben Johnson, Cliff Kingsbury, Greg Roman.
Yeah.
All these good guys. What'd they do? Let's get Shane Waldron and Matt Eberflus to lead this team.
But these are
Matt
all
Eberflus.
Guys, you said. These are all guys.
Yeah, I was wrong, brother. I was wrong. I was definitely wrong.
Every season it's, oh, bro, do you know who they hired, though?
Why can't they just do it right, though? Like, I don't understand, bro.
They're doing the best they can, brother.
No, they're not.
It's not their fault.
It's
the curse, bro.
It's the curse.
No,
they
man.
Did something, bro.
Sonny, if you're a GM of the Bears and Cliff Kingsbury, somebody who's worked with Caleb in college, is out there. You know you're going to draft Caleb.
Well, that's like asking Jerry Jones to, you know, sign Derrick Henry.
Yeah, he's 70-year-old with senile symptoms, bro.
How about you put some blinds up? Blinding your own players.
Do something.
On the field.
Yeah, that makes ass. I haven't even talked about those guys yet, bro, because like, you had big aspirations for this
season. I did.
Grandiose aspirations.
Not everybody. Not everybody.
Every Bears fan did.
Y'all
year after year, though. That's year after year.
I called it. Not even making the playoffs.
Damn, bro.
That's insane.
Shaking it like that is crazy.
I called it.
Honestly, even if they win out, I don't think they have a good chance.
They cannot win out.
9-6.
That's not even on the table, bro.
Win out against who? The Lions? They got 2 more games against the Lions.
And two?
And then the Vikings.
And one against the Packers.
Two against the Vikings, two against the Lions.
2 Lions, 2 Packers. I mean, 1 Packers, 2 Vikings, 1 San Fran.
Bro, how haven't you guys beaten the Packers in 6 years, bro?
Maybe you guys should just tank, bro.
11-0.
Do you guys have any more draft picks? Can you guys pick up another player this draft?
Yo, that's over 2,000 days. It's over 2,000 days, bro.
Yo, you could change.
Talk your shit about
Jordan Love. Honestly, if you ever change your team.
Yo, Jordan Love played shit. I don't care what anyone said.
You can change your team.
I didn't even have a mustache.
Wide open Tyler Kraft.
I didn't even have
overthrow. Money. You want to talk about overthrows?
Don't talk about Tyler Kraft.
Did you see the game?
As a Caleb Williams fan, you're going to talk about overthrows?
That's King Overthrow City stuff.
Bro, he overthrows in domes, man. The Arizona game?
Why did this that
Why face? Are you doing that?
Man, why you have that face, though?
He overthrows in domes. So what, bro?
What are you saying?
You're going to blame the win for the overthrow? It's never the win, bro. It's always a quarterback.
Bro,
what he's saying is
Jordan Love is a guy.
He's saying in perfect conditions, he still can't throw well.
He's a guy. what does he have? 11 interceptions now?
That's his one fault.
You got to work on that, yo. But yeah, yo, we're not.
But he gets some dubs, though.
We're not shifting away from the Chicago Bears.
All right, yeah, bro. You said they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yo, and you were moving.
It's okay to be wrong. You hear that, folks? It's okay to be wrong and admit it.
No. But I don't know, it's, bro. Yo, there's degrees of wrong, though, bro.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be that wrong.
It's okay to be very wrong sometimes.
Like,
what's the solution here, though, bro?
There's...
Like, no, but solution, like, what's the
bro?
Solution?
Bro, y'all need to go, like, as an organization to church.
Yeah, bro. Start praying, bro.
They need to reverse exercise that whole
they need
fucking,
to fucking
look for a four-leaf clover. Some, like...
Rid themselves of
that. Fucking, what is it, a rabbit tail?
We need to bring Father Jeff into the building to bless.
You know what the thing is, though? Is, like, they had a chance to make playoffs even with this last tough schedule, but... I feel like there's the mentality just from the get-go. The easy games is losing those games.
Exactly. Like, you can't be doing that, man.
I just find it crazy that they lose on a Hail Mary and their season falls apart. How does it fall apart?
Yo, weren't they on, like, lost three at that time, though?
No, they weren't.
They're still trying to turn it around, bro.
We're 4-3.
It was decent. There's glimpses.
4-3.
For sure? 100%? Yeah, yeah. That made it 4-4?
Yeah.
Damn.
And there was glimpses of hope. There's glimpses of hope during those losses, but that Hail Mary literally just.
I feel like if you guys won that game,
understand how you as a defense you can allow that to even happen.
But yo,
if y'all won that game,
bro, if y'all won that game,
yo, listen, you guys lived and died with your defense this year because your defense kept you in that game. Because that game should have got blown wide open. Like that.
Yeah, what they didn't even score a touchdown.
Yeah,
that
game shouldn't even been close, bro.
That's so fucked. They got to the 10-yard line like four times.
Four times. And if they scored a touchdown any of those times, the game would have been over anyways. And then
100%.
Tariq Stevens does, I guess, what a Chicago Bear player would do. Starts taunting before the play even happens. And
What are they benching for? One, like, what's
a fucking drive, bro.
Yeah, drive.
One
bro.
Drive.
Come on, bro. Oh, not
that's
yet.
Your punishment.
That's insane. I thought he got
benched. That's
for
your
game.
Punishment. You're not starting. Big punishment.
Y'all need discipline.
Exactly.
Y'all need Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Need someone like Bill Belichick or Mike Vrabel wouldn't be bad.
I can't believe...
No, because Bill Belichick would go in there and get the right coordinators with them too.
I just can't believe those guys didn't find jobs though.
Well, people want to be stupid, right?
Players are soft now too, man.
Isn't there someone else out there too?
I think those are those are the two big names at least.
It has to be one more.
Like
Dion.
Dion.
I mean,
but he's only going with the son.
Yeah.
He's in the Cowboys.
Yeah, I heard that.
Watch out, Jeff.
Or Vegas.
I'm okay with Vegas.
Seen something about
Vegas. I'm okay with Vegas, though.
Okay. That would be pretty crazy.
But, like, nah, all jokes aside, though, I mean.
Jokes to the front, bro.
Nah, man. We put that
to the front today.
The fucking side, okay?
We're back, man.
It is sad.
It is fucking tragic.
It's not sad.
But you get to a point as a Bears fan where it starts with rage
but, yo,
a little
fuck
bit.
Fuck that, yo.
No, let him fucking grieve, bro.
Starts with rage. Then you go on to denial.
Hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, it's all the other teams. It's the fucking refs. Then you go into acceptance, and then you go into laughing. Where after every loss, you just laugh. After a blocked field goal, what can you do? You can't do anything but laugh. Oh, I swear to God, all my life, I laughed at that moment when he blocked it. It's like, yo, Chicago, classic. Started bumping Kanye West, Chicago.
Nah, man, y'all went on sad that week. But, I mean... You're right.
Yeah, that's coaching too, bro. You have 40 seconds left. Let's just drain the clock. Give him a 47-yarder. A kicker who's 100% from 40 yards in. Let's give him a 47-yarder.
Well, that wasn't on him. He got blocked, bro.
Yes, because it's 47 yards away. You know what the game plan in Green Bay was? Kerry Santos from 40 yards and above or longer has a low trajectory. Man said...
You don't say sorry.
He could have just played a smooth stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Matt said in the press conference, his special teams coordinator, before the game, Green Bay's, he's like, I'm going to be shocked if we don't come out of this game with a blocked field goal or extra point. How fucked is that?
You guys.
He's just saying that he's better than you guys, bro. That's all he was saying, bro.
That's better coaching. 1,000%.
Like, 40 seconds, bro. You don't run another play?
Exactly, bro. 45 seconds, bro.
And it's a 47-yard field goal, bro. That's not money.
What was that? What down was it?
First down. They just got a first Keenan Allen pass, bro.
Yeah, they just didn't want to risk it. They didn't want
to
get...
You know what they did? The play they ran? A Roshon Johnson 2-yard run to the left.
Probably tried to get hash marks.
That's stupid, though, man. Like, come on.
It's pretty corny. Did you guys have any more timeouts?
Yeah. We had two. Man. I think No, one more.
No, no, he had one more timeout.
So y'all could have just ran another play.
Exactly. They could have ran another play.
They could have ran.
They could have spiked the ball.
Yeah, you could spike, man.
Call a timeout if needed, if he gets tackled, and then attempt the
field. That's how you have no faith in your franchise, because that's when you're stressing. Am I going to get a, are we going to fuck something up, get a flag?
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking.
Are we going to fumble? Are we going to throw a pick? It's like you have no faith. It's like,
in your players, yeah.
But is that, that's just back on coaching then. If you're, thinking in your head that you, if your players aren't coached right, they're going to fuck up.
You think Dan Campbell would have done that if he was in that position?
Dan Campbell would have tried to score a fucking touchdown. Like a fucking
or Kyle Shanahan, any one of those coaches, bro. Nick Sirianni even would have went for it.
Don't get me started with that guy.
At least he's doing what he's doing what a coach should be doing, and letting his coordinators do their job, and just being a coach.
I'm just waiting for Jeff to start saying the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl.
Nah, we gotta beat the other teams on the way there.
Who's gonna stop them except for Detroit?
That's all that matters. Detroit's trampling everybody, man.
It's going to be a good matchup.
Yeah, I
got another one.
I just wish I had roll to drop like 5 racks on them to win the Super Bowl. Because it's probably paying, what, maybe like $2 right now?
$3? Not going to lie, I haven't seen an offense that lethal in a very long time.
They've put up like, what, 50-plus points in like six games?
Drew Brees prime.
Yeah, Drew Brees rolling, type days.
What competition have they really faced, though?
They face some pretty good competition.
Someone pull that up.
It's because they crush every team, bro. It just seems like...
I mean, the one game they played against Vikings, that was a close game.
Yeah.
They played the Packers close, right? Or was it the Vikings?
It was the Vikings. That was really close. That they low-key...
Slapped the Rams. Lost to the Bucks. So after the bye week, then they played the Cowboys, the Vikings, Titans.
And they mollywopped the Cowboys. They were kind of... They were healthy then.
Well, they kind of mollywopped most of these teams. And then Titans, the Cowboys, Packers, Texans, Jaguars.
Did mollywop the Packers?
24-14.
Close. I mean, they got a pick six. Kirby Joseph.
Trying to see which teams they allowed the most points to. 20 points to the Rams. 20 points to the Bucks.
Titans got fucking demolished. 13. Cowboys got demolished. Seahawks got
really
demolished.
Really only Lions.
Vikings and Seahawks were the only teams that were managing to put up points in Bucks.
Bucks, yeah.
Bucks,
but yo, now
I know what you're saying, but
the thing is, now they're gelling.
They are. It's just Jared Goff.
They're good. They're good.
You see Jared Goff leading a team to the Super Bowl and winning.
But yo, sometimes he watches.
He's been there before. I think he's at a point in his career where
I just look at the Houston game, okay? And if Houston wasn't playing as pedestrian as they have been, some team would have put
another team. Ain't really out there.
Yeah, but I mean, the motherfucker threw. You gotta complete the win.
CJ Stroud's getting outplayed.
He's been playing pretty bad.
Brother, the guy, Jared Goff had five interceptions and won a game, bro. That's like insane.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Russell Wilson numbers.
He'll
don't remember that NFC championship game?
Against the Packers?
Yeah. Man threw 4 picks.
Go through no Aaron Rodgers special.
No mistakes in a game to being like, I'll just make every mistake. And guess what? We'll win both games.
That's just credit to a good team, man. Like, how do you come back from that?
You come back from you're playing a Houston team that was very injured.
They were up by like what?
21-6
possession. Yeah.
You believe in Detroit?
I think the Niners could still beat them, bro.
I don't think so, man.
I think
there's no way the Niners beat them.
I think a healthy Niners team beat them. I think
they're not even in the playoffs right now, bro. They got some work to fucking do.
I do understand
that.
They aren't, and they have
they're bummy,
and they have injuries. But I think they're gonna get back to what they do, bro. They just got like the best player back and the best player in the NFL back.
Still though,
like that's the best player on the football field at all times.
That's okay, but I mean they have to win a lot of games. Who do they have left?
I'm just saying,
yo, no bias. If Jordan Love somehow gets his interception thing in check,
that's true.
They could go. They could go.
Because, bro. His first drive against Chicago, I'm like, yeah, we're losing by 35 today. then the next drive, I'm like, holy shit, we might win this game.
But yo,
that pick was terrible.
But you live with it and die by it, bro.
He's a gunslinger.
He's literally a gunslinger.
Did you see that pass to Christian Watson? Like, no one is throwing
that. He dropped that, bro. He dropped that. I don't care what anybody says. Christian Watson dropped that pass, bro. That was bullshit.
He had a day, though.
But just the fact that he threw that, like, no one else is throwing that.
That's where you live and die with that. Something, bro. Because even in the Chiefs game,
the picks is not really something you can just fix.
Like, you can put it down lower than this.
It's like a three-point shooter who always shoots. It's like MPJ.
Yeah, it's like you're gonna go.
You live with MPJ.
He's not MPJ.
what
he's better than MPJ.
Do you get what I mean, though? MPJ shoots every time he gets the ball.
Like, he's either going every game or
he's not He's not that terrible. He just throws a pick every game.
MPJ is good, bro.
They're not in the same fucking caliber,
okay? What I mean is you live with it and you die.
Yeah, okay. Bro, you're comparing a guy who just pulls up and just shoots, bro.
No. Sometimes you drive. But when the ball touches his hands, he's not passing
okay,
it.
Okay, take the player out of it.
Yeah, take the player out of it.
It's just comparing a shooter. The
example.
Yeah.
It's just the example. The idea.
Like one game, he's going to go 12 for 12. But one game, he's going to go 1 for 13.
It's just what it is. You live with it.
Or you know what a more comparable thing is? Just Russell Westbrook just putting up a triple-double, but then you also have like 6 turnovers.
Yeah.
But see, the problem because is they don't win. Because he does that.
Though. He drops like they 4 never touchdowns.
Won. Like, with just Russ, they never won.
No, that's like probably maybe like old Russ.
Russ was a regular season god, though.
I'd say Brett Favre, man. Brett Favre's a great comparison.
Not really.
He was a leader with picks for a very long time.
Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston's first, yeah.
It's even not for, fucking
even
fair,
for
bro.
Me, that's a little bit disrespectful.
Look at the Browns.
This is not. They're shit. They don't even win.
Yeah, but they win random games.
That is true.
Who they just beat?
Nah, man.
Did they beat anybody?
They beat Ravens.
Yeah, the Ravens can't beat this.
First game.
Ravens don't win
Ravens
division
ball,
games,
bro.
Ravens,
yeah, Ravens disappeared in
division
games.
I don't know where they go.
Except for
Cincinnati.
The Bengals.
Yeah.
They own them.
Yeah, but the Bengals, like, they just can't win, bro.
Feels bad for the Bengals.
They just can't
bro.
Fucking win. That's
I thought Joe Burrow is shit. I thought Joe Burrow is the reason.
I've already recanted
they'll
that.
Be bad.
I've already recanted that.
You can't recant shit.
I can.
You stand by it.
No, I recanted it that day, though. Like that day I recanted it. I didn't even finish the podcast on it.
Bro, Brett Favre has some days, 20 touchdowns, 29 interceptions.
Do you remember Brett Favre's last pass as a Packer?
29.
Do you remember his last pass?
Bro.
The Seattle one?
Triple coverage.
Yeah. And that ended their fucking
and
season.
And then even the pass on the Vikings when they're in the NFC terrible. Championship against
why
the
did,
Saints.
That,
he went 22 for 22
Saints.
On the
yeah,
Jets,
yeah,
bro.
Super Bowl.
Since he has no running game, bro. That's why.
Yeah.
No, that's their first issue.
Why did they get rid of Joe
no,
Mixon?
No, Chase Brown
their
is not
defense
bad.
Why
is,
did they lose Joe Mixon?
Their defense was reaching. Yeah, well, running better, backs. They thought running backs were shit, bro. Running backs
but
are
yo,
literally just
running backs are back.
Running backs are like kind of a replaceable position because not there's so many good running
man.
Backs.
See, that's the thing.
No,
bro.
No. There's so many good running backs that people get comment. Lost on
whoa, bro.
Late in the draft.
He's tweaking right now.
You're tweaking right now.
What do you mean, bro?
Who are the top 5 running backs right now?
CMC.
Go 10,
that's a dog. No,
Saquon.
No. Your dog.
Who else is up there?
Joe Mixon. He's the best.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry, Saquon, Brees CMC. Show.
You want to put Breece Hall?
Tell me how you're not putting Joe Mixon, bro.
Top well, 5, you want to put Breece Hall?
Nah, man. I think Bijan Robinson's better than Breece Hall.
Nah. I'd put Bijan top 5, though.
I think Joe Mixon's better than both of those guys right now.
Okay, but everybody you listed, their household names. They're household names.
Yo,
maybe not Bijan.
Yo, go beyond the 10 top 10.
No.
Okay, like an example.
No, you're getting lost in my point, bro.
David Montgomery, great running back. He was a late draft pick. Jahmyr Gibbs, late draft pick.
Yo, here's the thing, though.
And then any running back with Kyle
look
Shanahan.
Look at Derek.
This guy just shits out running backs.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, yo, they're saying, yo, fuck the running backs. We don't even need to pay that guy. Fuck him. Saquon, look at him. Derek Henry.
Yeah.
Look at him.
True.
You know what I mean? Who else?
Saquon was the
Joe Mixon, to Devin's point. They didn't want to pay him. And look,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. These people that we're seeing are good, doing good. They're household names.
Right. But
because
like
people think that they can pull off what Kyle Shanahan does. CMC gets injured, insert Jordan Mason. He gets
Jordan
injured,
Mason's
insert
low-key.
Guerrero, whoever no one even knows.
Yeah, lights can do.
Like, who doesn't have a running back? Like, Patriots don't have a running back.
They have a solid running back. Ramondre is solid, bro.
Decent, but like,
fumbled
he's not.
Out, but nah, man, put him on a proper team. When you guys assemble a proper team, because I think you will, Ramondre will be good.
Look at Philly without... Saquon.
What's his fucking backtrack on this guy talking bear shit last time? Say you guys will never, you guys are done
well,
for
they,
years.
They won though. They won. They beat him. So
hey, we tried to.
Don't put that good karma out there, brother.
It's not. I'm just saying.
You did
factual.
This yourself. You got too confident. Start shitting on us.
Bro, looked at week 10 matchup. Said, yeah, easy win. Yeah, easy win.
Nah, but what I'm saying, like, Alvin Kamara.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Like,
they paid him though.
Like you said, yo, Cincy. If they had a good running back,
they still get running backs still get disrespected
on
the
pay. The problem
is
not running though.
It
their
is.
Problem is defense.
It's their defense though.
Yeah, no. Their defense is booty cheeks.
Yeah, like Bro, the defense, you know how many games they would have won if their defense just stopped the other team for two drives?
I can't
one
say
drive?
The Chargers game.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
bro.
You can, bro.
Those guys were wide.
What
okay,
are you
nah.
fucking dude, talking
bro,
about?
Yeah, dogs, brother, so. Okay, brother, but what I'm saying is, yo, they got five stops in a row.
What about the first half, buddy?
Okay, it's 27-27. The game's at
no,
zero.
No, why are we going to 27-27? It was 27
I'm just
like
saying,
nothing.
I'm just saying the offense could have won that game. It's 27-27 in the fourth quarter. They had four straight stops.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, their defense?
Yes, they had four straight stops.
Why? I wonder why.
But hear me out on this, on why you need the fucking running game. When you're up, keep when you're defense. Scoring points.
They were never up, though.
No, no, but listen, when you're scoring points, no problem. Throwing fucking 50-yard, 60-yard
you need something
bomb
to
plays.
It,
so you need to slow the game down sometimes.
Yeah, like imagine Joe Burrow
you can't just
with
have a
decent play
action.
2 minute game,
drives, bro.
Yeah.
You can't just be driving the whole field and then putting your defense out there.
Facts.
Slowly getting cooked for 5 minutes straight. Then you put the offense, okay, go right back.
Exactly.
Bro, well, then you're keeping that game at that pace.
I think that's their problem, too.
Yeah, the offensive line.
With
then at the, also their
then
offensive
at the end of the game, it's like, okay, now we need to stretch this out because we have the lead. You can't because you're just fucking stuck throwing the ball the whole fucking game.
Sure.
And now it's like, quick okay, we're quick three and out.
Three and outs.
Yeah. Here's the ball. Get the ball
that's
back.
Exactly
three
what
and
happened
out.
In the game.
And that's what they just kept doing, bro. They
their
just
offensive
kept going
line,
three and out.
Their offensive line, they can't figure that shit
bro,
out.
Bro, literally, Chargers did that, and then Bengals did the same thing. Throw three straight downs and then punt. Three and out.
Can't believe this
that's fried.
Chargers, the reason they lost the Chargers wasn't because of their defense.
No, I'm saying.
Their
that's
defense
not,
did their job,
saying,
though,
fam.
Because they were
that's
down.
Not what, I'm saying,
what about the first half?
Yo, this,
I know.
They were
down.
You're
a lot.
Misunderstanding
they made the
what I'm saying.
When they had
like,
to come
yo,
back.
I'm not understanding. I don't even want to.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I don't even want to listen.
Who picked up Casey's defense, by the way?
Okay.
In our league. Yeah, somebody did.
I don't know.
You got a problem? You got a problem, bro?
Yo, bro, just listen to what I'm saying.
All right. Let's see if it makes sense. Let's see.
At 27-27, when the game's at zero. They got four straight stops. Games. All they need. They missed two field goals, bro.
Oh, my God. They finally got stops. It just took them a whole. They took up three quarters to get there, though. Amazing.
But it matters the most then.
What? Okay. The only reason they're in the game is because of the offense.
But the defense got stops to let them get back in the game.
Oh, now they're letting them. Oh, hey. Look, we're gonna let up 27 points. But you know what? Here. While you guys are making the comeback, here. We'll give you guys the offense. It doesn't make sense.
It's both ways. Obviously, the defense shouldn't be giving up 27 points. But when you need the defense to make a stop, that's what matters.
It's not bisexual, bro.
What do you mean?
It's not both ways.
He's
not
going
to listen.
It's not.
He just wants to stand on that.
Okay, but like, yo, we're talking about five drives in the whole fucking game? That's what the defense could muster up?
I didn't say those were only the five drives. Those were five straight drives. And four of those was when the game was actually tied. Evan McPherson missed two field goals. They would have won that game, bro.
You can't keep digging your fucking team into a deficit and just expecting, we got Joe Burrow. He's going to keep getting it. Hasn't worked the whole season.
If Evan McPherson made those kicks, it would be a completely different game.
The game would be over. Well, they would have won
that about everything.
Their defense is the problem.
Yeah. Their defense is the main catalyst for their losing.
And their kicker is a problem.
What the fuck? What else is a bigger problem than that?
Missing two chippies, bro. Missing
that's
two
not a big. That's not a bigger problem, bro.
It is.
What the then fuck?
Your defense? Problem. Your kicker's going to miss
look
kicks.
Look at Justin Tucker.
Nah.
He's missing a bunch
your kicker's
of
gonna
and
miss
losing,
kicks.
And they're losing because of that, bro.
That's a completely different situation because their defense actually showed up for once.
Bro, he would have had 6 points on two 40-yard field goals. What the fuck is the question? That is a problem.
Bro, what is the bigger problem?
Who cares? They're both
that's
problems.
That's what matters.
They're both problems.
A kicker?
They would have won the game.
About a kicker?
Either way, if the kicker played good, it's a
win or loss.
You can't say they would have won because Chargers could have went down.
They would have
scored.
They would have had a better chance.
Again,
they would have had a better chance.
It would have changed the game plan for the Chargers too.
If the defense played better, they would have had a better chance. If Evan McPherson made his two kicks,
every score makes a difference, bro. As soon as a team gets like a 3-point lead, that game plan changes.
They get a new kicker. They still have problems. They're still not winning shit.
Okay,
it's because of their defense. So
yeah,
but yo,
well they're out. No.
No, not yet. Not yet. The wild card in the AFC.
They still have a 34% chance. I think I saw.
That's zero.
No, they can win out, bro.
No way.
They do.
No way.
I bet you they do win out, bro.
You gotta play Steelers.
We've
twice.
Been thinking they would.
That's okay.
I think they split that.
We've been thinking they'd come back, bro. They're
I
not.
Feel like they could sneak away.
Like the Jets. We've been thinking like the Jets. Or is that just
no,
me
the
alone?
Jets are bad, bro.
You know what? You're crazy forever making
there's
us believe.
There's so much dismantle in that organization right now.
Then we go what?
Making us believe in the Jets.
Yeah, bro.
Like, well, how could you glaze them?
They have good players on their fucking team.
No, bro. They don't. Bench, who are the good players, bro?
Bench, Aaron
they
have Rodgers.
Who are the good players?
They have more wins with Hall, Zach.
Garrett Wilson, Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers. He's just Rodgers. Wiling like, right now, bro. He's just
wiling. Aaron Rodgers? Are we confident to say on Aaron Rodgers is a good player?
Bro, before the season.
I don't know about paper
before the season, you were saying that they were going to be good, bro.
Yeah, him.
You said it too, bro.
I did not say such words. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't.
All right, bro.
I don't think I was. I was not as confident as him.
And then on defense, they got.
Defense, they got nothing.
They got CJ Mosley.
They got nothing. Sauce sucks.
Hype.
Okay, before
you
the
just
season.
Can't tackle,
cool name, bro.
That's all it is.
That's
really.
All it is. It's his cool name, bro.
He just can't tackle, sauce, bro.
He was actually really good.
Oh, was he?
Coming out of school. Weird. And he was good his first two seasons.
He's still good. He just can't cover.
Christian Gonzalez.
I mean, he can't tackle.
Christian Gonzalez.
All day.
That guy out there in Philly, too, is nice.
Quinyon Mitchell.
Oh, yeah. Quinyon Mitchell. He's better. Dog.
A rookie's better.
But I'm just saying.
A rookie's better.
The team has problems, bro.
Yeah.
When they have good players.
They don't have good players.
We got to bet against him every single game this week because his report's coming out saying that the whole team is basically just giving up on this.
Oh, yeah. So, bro, they fired their GM, Aaron Rodgers is most likely out next season.
Was it the owner that said they want Aaron Rodgers benched?
Yeah.
In week four, right?
The owner did all types of crazy shit. The man fired.
Firing the coach was the downfall, bro.
Yeah, without anybody's approval.
They could have got out of the season maybe 500 and made the playoffs, but you just...
You just got Devontae Adams. Why fire the coach?
Listen, bro.
Like, is it hard to be a GM in the NFL, bro?
They fired the coach before.
They did. It was like 3 days. But, yo.
But you, you must have known.
No, they got Devontae first, bro.
No. It was weeks before.
Didn't they fire Saleh after the right before the Steelers game?
Bro, they fired him.
Sure, they got Devontae first, no?
No. It was like the same week.
No, what was it? Week six?
Nah, it was early.
It was a while ago, bro.
It was when you guys took the Steelers.
No. It was like week three, bro.
No.
It was early.
I thought it was right before they got Devontae. I thought they got Devontae the week after. And if you get Devontae the week after, you already know you're getting him. Yeah. Those guys know they're getting him.
100%.
Well, it was panic.
I mean, it could be on the
bench.
It
was right before the Steelers game, brother. And that was when Tomlin was like, yo, I planned against him last week, and I got to plan against him this week again.
Yeah.
I swear it was the same.
Yeah.
So they got fired a month ago, man.
When did they get?
That's 4 weeks.
Yeah, so they got him before. I mean, they got him after he was fired.
I swear it was when they were 2-4.
His words.
October 8th.
Two and three.
Yeah, and then they played the Steelers.
2-3. Why are you firing coach over 2-3?
It's crazy. There was a bad loss.
They expected.
There was a bad loss, though. 5-0. And maybe at least 3-2, 4-1.
It reminds me of Sam Mitchell when he was with the Raptors and we got smoked by Denver by 30 points. And we were a decent team, bro. We had a shit squad and we were just fucking winning games at least. Fucking decent record for a couple years and they just fired him.
It's the thing with bad owners, man. Like, they try to take too much control over the team.
It's a power trip. The coach probably back-talked
him. Yeah.
And then the ego trip and
it was the week. It was right after that.
It was right after the Vikings game.
And then they played Steelers.
No, they played the Bills.
Do you know everything this owner did?
Then they played the Steelers.
He held out on Bryce Huff's extension. Then he held out on Hassan's extension. Kept him out of the team for how many weeks? Then he fired Saleh without anybody's approval. But I mean, he doesn't need anyone's approval. He's the owner.
Bro, the morale is fucked
up. So, yeah, it was after.
It was after.
2 weeks
after. That's crazy.
Okay, 2 weeks still. I thought it was same week.
Yes.
Either way, but yeah.
And then he was pushing for the Jets to bench Aaron Rodgers as of recent.
Which I don't think would you be wise because whoever else. But,
bro, them even giving up on Rodgers next year is stupid.
Or announcing it. That's the same thing Denver did with Russell Wilson and fucking lost the whole
team
before the season.
Aaron Rodgers pulls Brett Favre's. Whole
go to the Vikings.
Goes to the Vikings.
Yo, it's actually...
It's literally identical right now.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, Brett Favre did terrible.
Yeah, bro, he did bad on the Jets.
He only played one season.
Yeah, left the Jets.
Did ass.
So he'd be nasty on the Vikings. So.
He'd be pretty nasty. Well, him and Jay Jets?
Forget about it. With that O-line? I don't know, though.
Jordan Addison?
I think he lost it, man.
I think it's the Addison.
I think he lost it, bro.
I shouldn't have dropped that guy.
Okay, yo, I watched that game last week. Know. Can I just tell you what he did?
If he checked
a blitz at the line, bro, he's going to drop back one step and throw it at feet. I don't know what's wrong with him.
He's trying to protect himself. That is true. He is the guy to get out of the pocket and make a play.
Yeah
like he's just throwing it away, bro. He's just throwing it away.
Even Kirk, I'll tell you about them too. But
yeah, Kirk's washed.
As long as he's better than Trevor Lawrence, bro.
Kirk looked good for the first two games.
As long as Trevor Lawrence is injured right now, bro.
All
right.
He was this. No, Trevor Lawrence injured all season, bro.
Is that his fault? Getting injured?
I'm saying he was fucking cheeks before that. Literal cheeks. Left and the right cheek, bro, before.
Yo, you got to understand, bro. He's in a dysfunctional organization, too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Did you see what Doug Peterson said?
What did he say?
What did he say? They were asking him stuff about, like, what do you think of the coaching changes and stuff? And whose decision was it? I forgot what they're asking him specifically. But they're asking if he had any conversation with the owner about it. And he's like, I wish I could. He was going to say the truth, but he held his tongue. He's like, I don't have an answer for that.
Everyone low-key wilding out in media.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Jamar Chase. What's
Jamar's
thing?
Jamar's going to fuck.
Jamar's wilding.
I don't draw the plays. I'm just a wide receiver. I'm just on the field. And
I just get open.
That's up to them.
You know what's crazy?
He can say whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, he can't. Fucked up. They give him that contract.
They
got to pay now.
Like you're paying more now.
But yo, even for T. Higgins, like you want to keep that guy, you're paying,
They're not keeping him.
They can't keep both of them.
That's your whole squad.
T. Higgins a guy, though. Like, and you see how much the different they play.
He could be a star on another team.
Yeah.
Come to the Patriots.
Ooh.
Come to the Patriots, bro. Everybody come to the Patriots. We got some brewing over there.
Come play with DeMario.
Gonzo. Gonzo and Drake May.
Gonzo's good, still.
The best cornerback in the league.
I don't know about the best.
Who's better?
You guys really
can't say Sauce.
I'm going to say Patrick Surtain. I'll even put Jalen Johnson up there.
I don't know.
Jalen Johnson is crazy.
That team sucks.
They suck. Their ass.
But is like, even good if the team sucks that bad?
You guys want to see what Doug Peterson said?
Huh. A couple different questions. First one, play calling duties. Here's Doug Peterson of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Is play calling something that is up for potential change that you're evaluating right now?
Gosh, I really wish.
Imagine your coach saying this.
To tell you the truth.
Everything. Then he literally said he was tired too.
What is that? A lot of times after this tough loss. God, I wish I could tell you the truth.
Yeah. Them boys sold.
Okay. Well, he's getting fired.
The expectations were so high because the owner of the team came out and actually said this is the best team of all time. Do you remember that, Doug Peterson?
Who told Shad that this is the best team ever assembled? I mean, I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
I don't know. maybe those conversations that Shad has, or who's he talking to? I don't know. I can't answer that.
Was it you?
No.
Okay, this guy is zooped, bro.
27.
What is he saying,
man? I was like, nope.
What is that's your team, bro? He's not.
He knows he's out of there, bro. They're obviously not keeping him, but they do have a tradition of not firing coaches mid-season.
That's so good.
He's taking advantage of that.
Didn't they fire the guy?
That was different. Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer had some.
Yeah,
he was too much. He was too much kicker, bro.
Yeah,
he was too much.
He had some like scandals shit.
He kicked his kicker in the head, bro.
Bro, it wasn't the head, bro.
Where did he kick him?
He kicked him in the leg, bro. Where'd you hear the head?
No, he's
low-key been saying this to me for
Randy
years.
Randy Orton.
That's pretty funny, bro. Man's like, oh, you can't hit a kick? Let me show you.
Oh, Debo
you gotta kick it like this.
Are tripping though, like
who?
Even Debo snuffed Moody.
Oh yeah.
No, the kickers are tweaking.
The kickers are tweaking.
Jake Elliott sucks too. I don't know what happened to these guys.
Nah, Justin Tucker, Jake Elliott. These guys were hitting like 60
yards. Shout out Boswell.
Easy.
Shout out Boswell.
Shout out that guy on Detroit, Jake Bates.
He ain't got shit on Boswell, bro.
He's climbing up. He's a rookie.
Cameron's pretty good on Chargers too.
Boswell, you know how many points Boswell scored for me last week? I know Devin knows.
Yeah, all he hit is
I was about to
goals,
lose
bro.
To a fucking kicker, bro.
24 points, man.
You know what,
all
though?
The points for the team.
I'm definitely waiver wire god, bro.
I needed a
tight end. Picked up Jonnu Smith.
Okay, you actually balled out. You balled out last 28 week.
28 points. Needed a receiver. Picked up Juwan Jennings. 25 points. I didn't even start him. If I started him, it would have been worse.
Did you know how many points Taysom Hill put up this week?
Yeah, 49?
51 points.
What?
He had 200 and something yards and two touchdowns.
Who'd they play?
The guy had 100 and something rushing yards, bro. Or
as a tight end. Imagine putting him in as a flex
running
tight end.
But who do they play again?
So I'll tell you right now.
Was it Falcons?
Nah, bro, Falcons played somebody outside. Denver.
Damn, Taysom. Browns.
Browns. Damn. Read these stats. Look at this. Taysom Hill, 7 rushes, 138 yards, that's 3 crazy. Touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
8 receptions. Eight receptions. Oh, my God, bro. Wow. Damn, those are with team. 7 rushes, bro.
And Jameis Winston. How many receiving
yards?
50 yards.
You want to see Jameis Winston's stats? 30 for 46, 395 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
Damn, bro.
But you could have thrown a Tillman, you fucking cunt.
He also jokes about his thing. He also threw 2 passes, 1 interception, and then he also fumbled.
That day?
Yeah.
Taysom Hill,
that's
yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That was their whole offense. Bro, they're running that guy to the dirt, man.
Bro.
No, that's actually
and
insane.
They asked that, there's an interview where they asked him. He's like, this guy's fucking... He's one of the best players in the league. We're going to fucking use him.
Yeah.
You have to, bro.
I was debating like whether or not to pick him up in fantasy, but I'm like, yeah, that's the type of guy you pick up, and the next week, zero.
Zero. Like, or zero. Three,
not
three
even
points.
Once touches the ball.
Everybody's tried the experiment with Taysom Hill on fantasy.
Yo,
everybody.
Who has Taysom Hill?
Just passed around, bro. Like,
toss him as the flex that week.
Pick him up.
Where is Taysom Hill?
Bro, it ain't even shit to fucking look forward to, man.
Try to pick him up.
Fantasy? There's nothing to look forward to now. Till playoffs. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
I'm still winning out. I want to maintain.
I was thinking about
picking
up Taysom. I'm like number one on waivers because you guys decide to make all the moves.
Who?
Bro, I'm always eighth.
I'm always last place for some reason.
Yeah, man.
That's what happens when you have bye weeks.
I thought it switches, bro. I've never been first, ever.
Yeah. Let's go through these games this week.
Yeah.
Thursday night, Steelers versus the Browns.
Steelers. Russell Wilson likes the game.
Yep. Sunday, start off the afternoon with the Bucks versus the Giants.
Bucks. Mike Evans.
Bucks.
Tommy DeVito starting.
Mike Evans back.
Followed by Lions versus the Colts.
Lions. By slaughter.
Titans versus the Texans.
Texans.
Patriots versus the Dolphins.
Patriots.
Wait, are we away?
Oh, wait, on the road.
That was nice. We always
Miami.
Miami.
It's tough there still.
Drake May's been.
Yeah, yeah.
Division.
I'm holding the explanations, buddy.
Thanks. And it's a 7.5-point spread, bro. They know something. Patriots still taking. Cowboys versus the Commanders.
Commanders.
10-point spread is crazy.
Wow.
Sanity. Vikings versus the Bears.
Vikings. Taking Bears. We taking Bears again.
Just bleep him and just put Vikings. So he doesn't look fried. Chiefs versus the Panthers. Chiefs.
Panthers give them their second loss of the season.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bryce Young legacy
Skip
game.
Bayless.
Denver Broncos versus the Raiders.
Denver. Yeah. Bonix is a guy.
This guy's still.
Cardinals versus Seahawks.
That's a tough one.
Seahawks at home.
Cardinals.
I'm going Cardinals.
It's a tough one.
Cardinals off a bye.
Squidgy.
I'm going Cardinals off a bye.
Yeah.
Seattle.
DK legacy game though.
Niners versus the Packers. No. Ooh. Niners. In
Niners.
Lambeau.
Where?
Lambeau.
Niners.
Ooh. Green Bay.
Niners. Man. That's a desperate team, bro.
Niners.
They are desperate.
They're desperate. That's the only
reason. After how they played last week.
George Kittle didn't play last week either.
Yeah. I didn't even know that. Until
CMC. Debo.
They're gonna have some shit this week still.
It makes sense, but you know, I gotta go. Jesus.
George Kittle's been the touchdown machine the last couple of weeks, bro.
Yeah. We know, Sonny.
And then the night game, we got the Eagles versus the Rams.
Oh. Eagles.
Go Eagles.
Gotta go Eagles still, man.
Saquon legacy game.
Eagles
3-point spread is weird.
It's the Eagles.
Where is it?
In LA.
Why, that's bro? Why. We just played them last year in LA again.
Okay. That's so why I'll talk to Roger. Fuck. Monday night, Ravens versus the Chargers.
Oh, that's a game.
It's a game.
That's a game. Yeah. That's a game right there.
But yo, Lamar really on prime good. Time cool. is a different yeah. guy, bro.
I don't know. Lamar versus the AFC sometimes plays weird.
Nah, he plays good against AFC teams.
It's
what do you mean?
It's just division.
Bro. I'm done betting against the Chargers right now. They're playing good football.
No, I'm taking the Ravens.
John Harbaugh's the guy.
Day, I'm with Church.
Ladd McConkey.
I know you.
Quinn Johnson.
I know you.
Why are you acting like I'm saying Ravens suck?
Quinn Johnson.
You're the same guy
out.
Who said
J.K. Dobbins revenge game?
Oh, whew. Yeah. But you're the same guy who said Lamar Jackson's going under in yards this season.
Is he going over?
Yes.
100%. He's almost over right now.
That's him and Burrow are putting up the most fucked quarterback numbers.
That's good for him. That's good for him.
Yeah.
Bro, why do you have to say it so salty?
What about Anthony Richardson? Anthony Richardson is not a running back?
He's having a resurgence right now.
Yeah, he's not going over on yards.
He's having a resurgence.
He's not going over on yards.
I hope he does.
He's not going over on yards. I'm sorry. He's not going. What is he have? Like, does he even have 1,000?
Probably has a fucking 400 or some stupid shit.
He has over 1,000.
Who?
I'm about to know about that. Oh, he has 1,200.
Yeah, he has over 1,000.
But it is also week 11.
I know. It's bad. Richardson.
He's at 3,000.
It was like 3,200. He needs 2,000 more yards.
Jared Goff has 9 picks. I guess he had 5 in 1 game.
How much does Jordan Love have?
Let me just double check that.
Why do we have to do that?
I just want to see after the Bears game.
Oh, shit. He has 12 touchdowns and 16 interceptions.
That's a lie. You're not even good.
Why would I make that shit up, bro?
You're not even 16, good at it.
16, bro?
He is lying, bro. He's literally lying.
Why would I make that shit up?
He's literally lying.
It is 14. 16 and 14.
No, 14 is still bad, bro.
14 picks.
Yeah,
16 14. Touchdowns.
Just two more.
I won't even count the fumbles, yo.
Oh.
I won't even count the fumbles.
What's his record,
How many fumbles lost?
Don't forget to say that.
Jordan Love's record?
What's his record?
Yeah, what's Jordan Love's record alone?
He is 4-2. Is that good?
The team, bro. Put the fucking team record.
Yeah. Bro, you said Jordan Love, though. We're not talking about
Malik Willis. What do you mean, bro? Malik Willis? We're going to take that away from Malik.
He would have won those games, too.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Stop.
He would have won those games, too.
Stop this, right? Yeah, bro. This guy is crazy.
Bro, y'all serious here. I don't know why you're laughing, bro. You said Anthony Richardson's going over our yards.
Yo, I don't glaze him.
You were glazing him heavy, bro.
Brother,
you were definitely don't go back. You literally bit your lip.
Don't do that. And said, "Oh, I would love for Ravens and Packers Super Bowl."
Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's what you said. Bro.
Don't do that.
I won't lose anyway, bro.
What? Okay, so you weren't backing Anthony Richardson?
No, all I was
into
saying
a wall,
bro. We have the clips.
We do have it.
All I said,
we do have it.
The last time you asked for proof, you can find it. Magically, the podcast that we recorded disappeared.
Don't let me bring.
The editor, bro.
Don't
try battling the editor, bro. He
has a lot of power, bro.
He's undefeated.
He has power.
Don't let us go back on your history, bro. It's tragic.
You literally.
You just swear to God about. Pull up the tape here. Pull up the tape here, and it's all fucked up. I can't make a mistake. I'm a human being.
Brother,
I'm a human being. No one else is a human being here except for you.
Anthony Richardson also didn't start 3 games.
Why did he not?
Man tapped him.
Why did he not?
Bro, nah, you can't defend that, bro.
Listen, no.
One of them, he was hurt.
Whoa. No, he was tired.
He was fake hurt.
One was hurt.
I refuse to believe that he was actually hurt.
I refuse to believe he was hurt. He threw in the towel.
Oh, my shoulder.
Who taps
out, Did I say he was a tough guy?
I was running, coach.
Did I say he was a tough guy?
Bro needs to go make another track. I need oxygen.
Did I say he was a tough guy?
He needs to go make another track.
Did I say he was a tough guy?
He needed to change his pad.
Did I say you?
We talk about shoulder pads.
They asked him in the press conference. He's like, "No, nothing's wrong. Just tired.
Tired.
Did a lot of running that play.
A football player tired.
Did a lot of running that play. A quarterback
checking himself out because he's tired.
Imagine a running back saying that.
I think you backed that guy in a wall.
Bro.
Into a wall, sorry.
You can't ever say that I back anyone after how you act about Jordan Love. It is insanity.
That's crazy, bro. I support a really good player that none of you guys believe in.
You support him different, bro.
Bro, you said he wouldn't even be a good starter, bro.
What? No, what'd you say?
Pull it up. Pull
bro,
up
he's the highest paid quarterback with the most interceptions.
And
right
he's
now.
Winning.
Bro, barely. He's not going to win anything in the playoffs, Sonny, if he keeps throwing picks.
At least he'll make the playoffs.
Let him make it. That's okay.
At least he'll make the playoffs.
He gets lucky off a blocked field goal. He would have lost. And then he would have been.
Anthony Richardson's not even going to have a job next year.
Who cares about Anthony Richardson?
He cares about him.
No. Watch that. You're trying there. You're reaching.
How could he care about him anymore?
You're reaching.
He sucks now.
No, bro.
Of course he doesn't care about him now.
No, you're reaching like Tony Allen, bro. You're reaching right now.
Tony Allen's a good defender.
Great. First team all pro.
Yeah, he doesn't reach.
No, he'll reach for the ball and he'll actually get it, though.
Yeah, he'll get it.
Yeah,
it's not a reaching call.
First team all.
But you know what? It is nice to see their defense improving.
But I'm stupid, though. I'm stupid because last year when I was saying they have no DBs.
Did you call him stupid?
No.
No one called him stupid.
Did you call him stupid though?
Devin, did you call him stupid? I am retarded.
Did you say Sonny was stupid once?
Why?
You're making stories. This is a narrative.
Jeff, you did say that your defense was manageable in the playoffs last year. That's what you said. Not even just the playoffs.
When they're 9-0, what are we talking about? We're talking about last year when I was telling them.
When Eagles had that collapse.
Over a year ago.
About the problem.
Over a year ago.
Y'all holding me to something that I said over a year ago.
Yes, bro, because you said it.
It's on tape. Bro was like, yo, bro, we're not bad. We're winning. And now look, see, you guys get some good DBs, and now you're actually good.
Reed Blankenship.
Yeah, but it's also Vic, actually
Cooper DeJean.
Whatever the case is, you needed players. Vic Fangio's not on the field.
Vic Fangio's
a
guy, bro.
He's not guarding anybody.
It doesn't matter, bro.
No.
He's drawing up the plays.
Oh, my God. He's drawing up the plays. He's employing what they need to do.
What fucking plays is he drawing up for the defense, bro?
Brother, the Jets
have... There's only a few fucking plays anyways.
Are you kidding me?
Man
said there's only a few plays, bro.
S-P-E-D.
Well, if you're asking for the time to look back, just remember today and a year from now, he called you stupid.
There you go.
I called you stupid?
Right now.
I
wasn't calling you stupid. I said you had a stupid moment.
What, man?
Yeah.
Yo, bro. Just shut up.
No, but a defense coordinator has a very big part.
No, they have nothing to do with it. You could have Sauce Gardner, Quentin Williams, and who's the guy? C.J. Mosley. Who's the other fucking guy?
You need a defensive coordinator to teach you how to fucking tackle, huh?
No, but...
He's been doing his whole career. It's fucking Sauce Gardner.
Bro, they employ the right things in practice to have the game ready, bro.
Hey, Sauce, how about you wrap up and fucking hold him there instead of letting go?
You need a defensive coordinator for that?
Vic Fangio has proven that he's made differences on teams, bro.
He's battle tested.
He is not the reason that their defense is doing good.
Yo, let's cut, bro. Let's cut. Help me, bro.
No,
let's go home, bro.
It's talent.
No, man, it's bro, not only talent.
They go hand in hand, bro. Yo, you know this
the
fight?
Only players they added were rookies, Sonny.
And they're fucking good.
They're good.
Because of the system, bro.
Yeah, they're hand in hand.
When you have stunts being performed on the line and they're getting to the quarterback.
We said DBs.
It's the whole defense.
How is your D-line?
Less fucking time to cover.
No, how is your D line?
They're good.
They're doing pretty good. They're doing pretty good.
Your DBs are the reason.
In order for DBs to have success, the quarterback needs to release the ball quick.
They don't have a Von Miller coming off the edge or anything like that.
They got Bryce Huff, bro. They just paid the guy, bro.
Whatever, bro.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Okay. Okay, so yeah.
He started off slow.
So yo, you want to talk about D line? D line making a big impact? Trey Hendrickson's leading the league in sacks. Their defense still sucks.
Their linebackers are way too ass for anything, bro.
Exactly. Like,
their linebackers
players,
are garbage.
Bro. If you don't have the players, you ain't doing shit.
Yes, bro, but it goes hand in hand. That's like
saying... Okay, but exactly. One's more important than the other.
Oh, my gosh.
Unless you're Bill Belichick. It doesn't matter who he puts on defense.
See, exactly. Exactly.
Come on now.
This guy just contradicted himself.
Of course, bro.
Bill Belichick.
He's on a
greatest
different level.
He's on a different level.
Oh, he's on a different level.
Okay, let's end it there.
Brandon, but the players have to play.
Yeah.
I'm not sexy like you, bro.
No, that's how you said it, bro.
That's not how I said it.
On Folk, I said that last week.
That's not how I talk, bro. That's not how I talk, bro. Look, here he does the loud shit. That's how he does.
I'm quiet.
Nah, let's wrap it.
All right.
All right, man. I hope y'all
have a great week.
Red Bull sponsor us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Bears.